Good morning. It is Advent. Welcome. My name is Barbara Fote, and I'm a member of the congregation, and I am here to welcome you. We are glad you are here. If you are new, please, we will try to find you, but please introduce yourself to others. We will try to get you a brochure that tells you about the wonderful mission and ministry of this church. Looks like this, and you're going to hear about all the exciting things we're doing even in the next week in a moment. I would also like to tell you that there is a yellow slip inside your bulletin, and be careful when you open it because it's going to go, which mine did. It went all across the front here. Lots of little extra goodies, but if you'll grab the yellow slip, this is for you to register attendance. We'd like to know that you are here, and on the other side is the option for a prayer request, and the prayer request will be picked up during the service. And if you don't have one of those, then just keep this yellow slip and drop it in the offering plate. And Jeannie must want to tell me something.
Hi. I'm here to say, unfortunately, our child care person decided to jump ship. So we're in the process of hiring a new child care person, but do not have child care until we can successfully do that. Number two, there is a Christmas pageant coming up, so children who want to be in that need to talk to me. Thanks.
Very good. And we have a lot of loving arms around here, so anybody that has little ones that need to be held, I'm sure there's plenty of room to go around for those. There's an abbreviated order of worship in your bulletin, and then everything else will be on the screens up front. Restrooms and out this door, gathering room after the service. There might be some coffee and water and sometimes a cookie. And our safe sanctuary policy is that children need to be accompanied all the time through adult, all through the building by an adult. So, as I said, we have so many interesting, fabulous things going on. You know, you could be here every day this week and give or listen or have fellowship or be inspired. Or let me highlight just a couple of things. Today is United Methodist Student Day. It's an opportunity for us to give money for scholarships for United Methodist students. And Pastor Alicia has benefited from that, she told me. Our grandson has benefited from that. And any of you who have students, college students who are Methodists certainly can apply for those scholarships. So it's your opportunity to help students have a little extra money to get to college. Tomorrow is the World's AIDS Day service, still planned for 11:30 tomorrow, but do watch all the announcements because I hear there's a little bit of something going to happen with the weather. I'm excited. I don't know. 14 inches sounds fun to me, but only 2 to 4 today, and who knows? May not be that much. Let's see. Then Wednesday at 7 is our teach-in. This is part of our outreach, our church and society's effort to help us learn. Part of Methodism is social action and learning about things, so it's capitalism and other isms that are going to be here Wednesday at 7. Thursday, our staff who work so hard through the year are going to take off, close the church at 11:30, and have a Christmas holiday luncheon. So if you try to come after 11:30, you might not find the church open. That's Thursday. But good for them for having a little fellowship time. Then next Sunday, one of my favorite Sundays, you come in all along here. You will probably see coats and hats and mittens and scarves. Some of us like to go shopping this week, and or if you have good used clothes or scarves, or you got, you know, too many scarves last time for Christmas, bring those because those will be very helpful for our food pantry and Friday community. So we'll do that. And then you must stay afterwards. We have our famous Advent potluck. Bring a dish. And bring an instrument if you play one, even if you sort of play one. And Danny McGowan leads the pickup orchestra, and they play carols, and the rest of us sing. And if you don't have an instrument, just bring your car keys, and you can play on Jingle Bells. Okay? Jingle Bell Necklace. That sounds really good. So lots of things going on this week, and even more pecans and other things in your bulletin. So know that we are an active church who have fun. We help others. We learn. We are trying to be God's people in the world. I think that is all of the announcements. So let us continue worship. One of the greatest joys of Christmas, I think, is singing. And lots of the songs are about the birthing of God right here in the midst of us. We are dedicating ourselves this Advent to singing in Christmas, and you should feel free to be a singer or a listener as we sing Glory to the Newborn King through songs old and new. And let's start with the song, My Soul Gives Glory to God. Please stand in body or in spirit.
Amen. Please be seated. Come with me. Welcome, everyone. I am Pastor Alicia. I am so proud and honored to say that I'm the pastor here at this church for a lot of reasons. You've heard all about the Thanksgiving bags, which was wonderful. Not only are we a giving church, we also have fun. And I can't wait for the Advent potluck luncheon, as Barbara was talking about, because it's a time when we sing Christmas carols that are Christian and cultural, and it's just a lot of fun. So, we're going to start our worship series. Peace. Are we there yet? Our Advent journey begins with Rules of the Road. We are on the way to where God would have us be, and we're not there yet. But how shall we go? Shall we go together as one body, living and trusting in one another? Shall we go as this community of faith, working side by side and leaning into the grace of God every step of the way? We shall go in peace. Isaiah says that in days to come, the nations shall stream to the mountain of the Lord, and there we will beat swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. There we will learn war no more. God will teach us peace. So we light the first purple candle to burn as a sign of peace among all people. Thank you. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, that God may teach us the ways of peace.
Good morning. I am Joyce Flynn, and I am your liturgist this morning. And if I could just take one brief moment to thank everyone who was so generous with their time and their talents, their donations of food and bags and sponsoring families. It was a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving bag giveaway on Tuesday, and I think many, many people had a wonderful Thanksgiving because of everyone's generosity. Thank you. So this morning we are going to stand in body or spirit so we can join in our responsive call to worship. Please stand with me. God's Spirit has led us here. 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 There's a sweet, sweet spirit in the place. Peace, hope, joy, love, it's all here. Let us continue singing in Christmas by singing, My Soul Cries Out with a Joyful Shout. Please stand, continue standing in body or spirit. You. The wonder of God is all around you. Before you settle back into your seats, take a moment to share the love of Christ with your neighbors. And when you hear the music, it's time for you to return to your seats and for the children to come forward and meet with Pastor Alicia.
Will the children come forward as they're comfortable?
Thank you.
Fun. Did anyone have any memories of camp when they were singing that? Well, hello everyone. How are you today? Good. So our theme this Advent, because we always are asking the question, is it Christmas yet, right? Do you ever think when we start, the snow starts coming, or when it starts, we start talking about Christmas, do you ever think, when is it going to get here? Does anyone think that? Yeah, it takes forever. We start talking about it, and then it's like forever away. So has anyone ever gone on a journey and asked the question, are we there yet? Yeah, all of us have. I know I have. I've driven quite some way and said, are we there yet? So we're thinking about our journey with Jesus and how we're waiting for this baby Jesus to be born and asking, are we there yet? So today, I don't know if you noticed, but there are bags out in the aisles, donations. Oh, no. Would you be willing to go get them and bring them up? They're hygiene donations for our food pantry. And they're in this aisle and that aisle. Thank you. I must forget a lot because three people reminded me that we needed to do this today. You can put them right here. How about on this step? Excellent. Right here. Thank you. This congregation is so generous, and our food pantry guests are so grateful when they're able to pick up hygiene products like deodorant or toothpaste or a toothbrush, or sometimes we even have laundry soap and stuff in there, because that's not something you can get on with your benefits card with food stamps. So they're just so grateful to be able to pick up one or two items like this each time they visit us. So thank you, congregation, for being so generous. Will you pray with me? Yes. Loving God, we just are so grateful that we are reminded every year of the birth of Jesus. We're grateful for this reminder of the hope that is still there, the hope that will continue to be in our hearts and in our souls and in our minds throughout the whole year. But we will be asking, are we there yet? Is it Christmas yet? And is the baby been born yet? And we pray all of this in your many names. Amen. Amen. So you can go sit with your families or sit at the children's table if your family is okay with that. And we will continue in worship.
Thank you, choir. It was beautiful. During this Advent season, we will be listening to God's word as related by the prophet Isaiah and in Matthew's gospel. Isaiah, in chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, is sharing his vision of a time when God's promise to Abraham and Sarah would become a reality. At the time, things are not going great for the Hebrew people, but Isaiah is telling them to be faithful. They have not been abandoned. Listen. This is what Isaiah, Amos's son, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of the mountains. It will be lifted above the hills. Peoples will stream to it. Many nations will go and say, "Come, let's go up to the Lord's mountain, to the house of Jacob's God, so that he may teach us his ways, and we may walk in God's paths." Instruction will come from Zion, the Lord's word from Jerusalem. God will judge between the nations and settle disputes of mighty nations. Then they will beat their swords into iron plows and their spears into pruning tools. Nation will not take up sword against nation. They will no longer learn how to make war. Come, house of Jacob, let's walk by the Lord's light. Both the Old and New Testaments point us to some future unknown time of resolution and peace. Some people believe that being a Christian means just waiting around for that time without care for the world as they are experiencing it. I think Jesus meant that being prepared to help bring in the new age of peace, love, hope, and joy. This is active waiting, not passive waiting. I'm reading verses 42 through 44 in the 24th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Therefore, stay alert. You don't know what day the Lord is coming, but you understand that if the head of the house knew at what time the thief would come, they would keep alert and wouldn't allow the thief to break into their house. Therefore, you also should be prepared, because the human one will come at a time you don't know. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. So my prayer this morning is, whether the words come out of my mouth correctly or incorrectly, hearers of these words will be moved and will go towards God. So let's see how this goes. I had everything planned out, and then I read Richard Rohr's daily devotional, and I was like, oh. So I want to start this morning by reading Richard Rohr's opening, because I thought it was really great to frame Advent. Advent, meaning coming, to the church fathers was the right naming of the season when light and life are fading. They urged the faithful to set aside 4 weeks to fast, give, and pray, all ways to strip down to let the bared soul recall what it knows beneath its fear of the dark, to know what Jesus called the one thing necessary, that there is one who is the source of all life, one who comes to be with us and in us, even especially in darkness and death, one who brings a new beginning. And those are the words of Gail Boss. I just felt as though it framed our time so well, because this is the darkest time of year. So both what's happening outside, but a lot of times what's happening inside because of that outside stuff. So during Advent, we will be asking, are we there yet? Who has a kid or an adult has heard this coming from their car or airplane or bus or train? Yeah, we all have. I know, as I told the children, I've even asked this question. Even Elmo has a song called "Are We There Yet?" We will be feeling this by the end of Advent, not because the shopping and planning of events is complete, but because we are on a journey through Advent as we await Jesus' birth and all the hope that comes with this birth. Jesus has many names, including Prince of Peace. Some thought when the Messiah came, he would bring peace through harsh laws and by overtaking land and people to benefit a few. But he was and is not going to bring peace through violence, but through love. Love and acceptance. Jesus is about changing hearts one at a time to love. It seems as human beings we have a lot of struggle and conflict within us. We strive for money and success and maybe even fame or popularity or power. We long for control and certainty and making sure things happen the way we want. And this is one reason each Advent we begin with peace. Peace begins with me and you as individuals because we believe we can get through anything with Jesus by our side. This tiny baby of hope that peace will come within ourselves. Brené Brown says, vulnerability is the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, courage, empathy, and creativity. It is the source of hope, empathy, accountability, authenticity, and peace. If we want greater clarity in our purpose or deeper and more meaningful spiritual lives, vulnerability is the path. End quote. Finding peace within ourselves takes being vulnerable, especially in our conversations or prayers with Jesus. I read an article on why we need Mr. Rogers now. Mr. Rogers said, "Peace means far more than the opposite of war." The author explains, "We need Mr. Rogers now because we need to be reminded of our worth." Mr. Rogers said many, many times in many different ways things like, "In a way, you've already won in this world because you're the only one who can be you." And, "I like you just the way you are." And, "There's only one person in the world like you." And, "You've made this day special for me by just being you." The author of the article, Shay Tuttle, from the Greater Good magazine, said, "Mr. Rogers heard in seminary from one of his professors something that changed, I don't know about change, but continued his thought process on how it's important to teach everyone about their worth." This is what the professor said. "When we believe we are good and lovable, we look to our neighbor as good and lovable. And we treat them as if they are." That sounds a lot like what the Prince of Peace would want us to do. Peace within, and then, therefore, peace outwardly. So let's look to our scripture for today. The whole point of Matthew's text or scripture today is we need to wake up. Wake up and pay attention to what's going on around us. We must be mindful of Jesus' coming and return. We must be mindful of our call. Jesus is a Prince of Peace, and he calls us to wake up to the work of peacemaker in his name. As believers, we are called to be peaceful and peace-filled. This may be in our homes, it may be in our neighborhoods, or it might be in the whole world. So just stay awake to peace. Isaiah's main point is that the best is yet to come. Let us all live into the kingdom of God as God would like the world to be. Let it begin with me and with you. There's an old joke about sculpting.
How do you sculpt a horse? Cut anything out that doesn't look like a horse. Well, it doesn't really work for sculpting a horse, but what if we use this idea for our community? What if we cut out anything that doesn't reflect the reign of God? This means taking away the critical way we speak to ourselves or what we believe about people around us. What if we cut out it out of our lives and community with Isaiah's vision for peace as our guide? Advent is about anticipating. Anticipating something that is on the horizon. Something greater than we can imagine on our own. Something that speaks of God breaking into the world we know. This season, we are once again called to live out peace. Are we there yet? Let us choose to journey toward the world Advent promises by walking in the paths of peace now. Amen.
The world wasn't any calmer or brighter in Bethlehem during the census under Roman occupation than our world is today. And yet, Jesus came anyway. Today we recall, anticipate, and celebrate his coming as a sign of hope for our community and our world. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 196, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. We will now enter a time of prayer and reflection. If you would like your prayer request read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip that looks like this to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time asking God for this to be the year.
Lightning rod, this
Let us be together in prayer as we first have a time of silence. Then I will offer a spoken prayer written this morning by Mary Lou Konacki, and then we will speak the Lord's Prayer together. Speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Now take a deep breath. Get comfortable in your seat and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. I bow to the sacred in all creation. May my spirit fill the world with beauty and wonder. May my mind seek truth with humility and openness. May my heart forgive without limit. May my love for friend, enemy, and outcast be without measure. May my needs be few and my living simple. May my actions bear witness to the suffering of others. May my hands never harm a living being. May my steps stay on the journey of justice. May my tongue speak for those who are poor without fear of the powerful. May my prayers rise with patient discontent until no child is hungry. May my life's work be a passion for peace and nonviolence. May my soul rejoice in the present moment. May my imagination overcome death and despair with new possibility. And may I risk reputation, comfort, and security to bring this hope to the children. Amen. And now please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
What a wonderful day. Today we will receive Holy Communion. So the first thing that I'd like to share with you about Holy Communion in this church is that the United Methodist Church has an open table, which means anyone who would like to receive Holy Communion is welcome to do so. At this church, we have gluten-free bread only, so that all may participate and receive Holy Communion, and we have only grape juice. So once again, everyone might be able to receive Holy Communion. When we're done with our liturgy, I'll tell you how we'll work this out. We'll have our communion stewards come up, and they'll stand. Four will stand here, four will stand there, and the ushers will invite you to come forward, pew by pew, row by row. And so what you'll find up here is the first person will have the bread, and you may pick that up. It's a piece of bread, so you may pick that up. And then next is a big cup. And if you'd like to receive Holy Communion through intinction, you'll take the bread and dip it in and then eat it. If you'd prefer not to do that, when you receive your bread, you may eat it right away. Skip the big cup, go to the little cups, and receive the cup that way, in a little cup. And then there'll be a basket on the end for your empty cups. The last piece of this is that if you would like, you may come and kneel and pray at the communion rail for as long as you would like after you receive Holy Communion. And then we'll be coming forward this way and going out along the windows, and same with this side, coming up here and out down through the windows, near the windows. Okay, let us begin. Paul's letter to the Hebrews includes a wonderful word. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. As we enter this season of Advent, it is right and good that we gather at the table of Jesus Christ, whose ministry was centered in showing hospitality, inviting us all, no matter whether we feel at home in our faith or at times feel like strangers, to know the grace of God that is already and always awaiting us if we will but open to it. Let us set aside any hesitation, any obstacle to the invitation. In this silence, we offer to God our confession of the ways we turn away from the fullness of love. Know this, the things you have confessed before God, and even those things you have no words for at this moment, are all being lifted away on the wings of God's love. Be assured of your freedom as forgiven and beloved children of the most gracious God. And all God's people say, Amen. God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the beginning, you set everything in motion. Creator of heaven and earth, with bold ingenuity, you splashed the sky with light and stars, sun and moon, wind and clouds, rainbows and winged ones. With a word, you brought forth the water, the waves, the mountains, and the valleys. And you called forth our lives from the dust and called it good. And so we proclaim this ancient song with all the saints and angels. Holy, holy, holy God, God of power and might, God in heaven, Hosanna in the highest, blessed are you, blessed are you. You sent your Son, Jesus, your message made flesh to dwell among us. Harbinger of hope, Prince of peace, cup of joy, bread of love. Through Jesus you gave birth to your church and sealed a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples, and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, as we anticipate the birth of hope anew, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Touch us, O Spirit, with your transforming power. Open us to your promise of resurrection from fear and death. In partaking of these elements, make us a people ready as your body in and for an anxious world. Let us become your messengers of hope in all that we say and do. Make us one in this purpose, O God. Amen. Your server? Will my servers come forward, please?
We come together here because of the simple fact that all are welcome. We are united by our shared vision to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. And our offering is one way that we affirm our commitment to that vision. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips that look like this in the plate as the ushers collect the offering and the choir blesses us with song.
Thank you.
Please remain standing and join me in prayer as we thank God for all the gifts we have received. God of mercy and hope, we bring our gifts this morning as we prepare our lives for the gift of the Christ child. We come reflecting on his past, coming to a poor family of refugees, born as they spent the night in a stable in Bethlehem. We know there are gifts to come, although we don't know when he will return, and we live in hope. As we dedicate these tithes and offerings to you, we long for him to be born in our hearts again, this year, in this holy season. In the name of the one who came to save us, we pray. Amen. God's love is certainly extravagant. Please remain standing and join me in singing hymn number 213, Lift Up Your Heads, You Mighty Gates.
So this season, we'll be continuing to ask, are we there yet? People of God, we wait with hope. We wait with courage. We wait with joy unspeakable, full of glory. We wait with the assurance that the Liberator will come in power, in justice, and in peace. Go now, trusting and believing that it is so. In the name of Jesus, the Christ. Amen.